You want to contact your elected officials. Well, now you could do it automatically, which identifies your representatives and their mailing address. You write the message, then Quick Letter handles the printing, addressing, and mailing of your letter. Quick Letter allows you to mail your letter to as many elected officials as you like. The president, your senators, who definitely need to hear from you, U.S. representatives, governors, and state legislatures. It's not just your representative, it's any of the 535 members of Congress. It's a great program. A physical letter has impact. So let Quick Letter do the work for you. K-W-I-K Letter. It's an app that Andrew and I have found easy to use. So go to quickletter.com. That's K-W-I-K-Letter.com. Or download the Quick Letter app and write your letter. Keep the pressure on the ruling class right now. Quickletter.com. If you're one of the many parents who are thinking about homeschooling your children this year, you need to check out Acellus Power Homeschooling at powerhomeschool.org. Power Homeschool is the official program offered by Acellus for parents homeschooling their children. It keeps parents in control of their children's education by offering online courses right in your home. Taught by some of America's greatest teachers, it is a way to keep your students learning at grade level. Parents are reporting that it is especially effective for struggling students and students with learning disabilities. If you're going to homeschool, you should be responsible to get your students to spend time studying every day. But with Acellus Power Homeschool, they can get quality education studying at home. Check out Acellus Power Homeschool at powerhomeschool.org. Your affordable homeschooling solution. Tell them Charlie sent you. A lot of people are going to be educating at home. I highly recommend powerhomeschool.org.
Kevin Wall.
The House is back talking about H.R. 4, which would federalize local elections. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com to tell us what passage would mean to voter integrity here in Nevada.
This afternoon from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ.
What if every Nevadan listening to this radio message who has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine convinced just one friend or family member in Nevada to get vaccinated? And what if those Nevadans then did the same thing? We'd be back to normal in no time. It's safe, free, and easy, with no ID or proof of insurance necessary. It's not too late until it is. Learn more at nvcovidfighter.org.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden says his withdrawal guideline from Afghanistan remains August 31st.
The completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations. In addition, I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable should that become necessary.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network there were a few things not mentioned in the speech.
What he didn't get into was talking about the dramatic failure that his administration is responsible for, executing the withdrawal of U.S. forces that prompted the Afghan security forces to abandon the battlefield.
Chaos continues in Afghanistan. Now that the U.S. has fully approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, can we see a light at the end of the COVID tunnel?
Dr. Anthony Fauci is answering that question.
You know, it's going to depend on us. It really is. Okay. It's in our hands. Our fate is in our own hands.
He tells the Today Show.
I've said a couple of times, if we do it right and get through the winter, I hope as we get to the spring of 2022, we'll be there. I hope so. It's up to us.
What about kids under the age of 12? When will they be able to get vaccinated?
Hopefully by the mid-late fall and early winter.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
House Democratic leaders have compromised with moderates and muscled President Biden's multi-trillion-dollar budget blueprint over a key hurdle. The 220 to 212 vote Tuesday hoped to end a standoff that halted proceedings but signaled challenges ahead. On Wall Street, the Dow by 30 points, the NASDAQ rose 77, the S&P advanced 6, oil up $1.90 to $67.54 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down,
nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. With air travel returning to near pre-pandemic numbers, unruly passengers are racking up huge fines. The FAA says over the past year, it has assessed more than $1 million in fines to travelers for alleged bad behavior. Of the 34 new cases announced last week, 9 of them had links to Las Vegas. No other city had as many new cases as Las Vegas. 2 of the incidents resulted in $15,000 fines, with a trio of women also being fined $13,000 each. The TSA recently announced its mask mandate is being extended from September 14th to January 18th. With the abrupt resignation of the just-named host Mike Richards, the host hunt is back to the beginning of Jeopardy, with the Sony Pictures TV announcing Mayim Bialik will start the process with a 3-week run of episodes. Show officials say other guest hosts will follow. No mention of a permanent replacement for the longtime host Alex Trebek, of course, who died in November of last year, has been made. But Richards had announced he was the new host before he made some disparaging remarks, apparently on a podcast.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash. It's partially blocking the right lane. Interstate 15 southbound, that's at Sahara. Otherwise, slow flows there on the 15 northbound at Tropicana, south at Oakey. And you'll touch the brakes as you enter the spaghetti bowl there on US 95 eastbound. That's at Southern Rancho.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, and great to have you with us. We got a big show for you today. A lot of different topics to cover. Kevin Dayaratne is a Heritage Foundation principal statistician. He is a data scientist and a research fellow, and he joins us now. Kevin, first of all, thanks for joining us. The messaging from the CDC when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic, booster shots, do we do booster shots? Do we not do booster shots? What about the Delta variant? We have been getting a lot of mixed messages from a lot of different sources. You folks at the Heritage Foundation have just done a statistical analysis of Delta and breakthrough infections and deaths. Tell me, first of all, what did you find in your study? Anything surprising?
Okay, well, firstly, thank you for having me, Kevin. It's a great question. The Delta variant has really become a cause of concern over the last couple of months. You see stories in the news about cases going up, including amongst the vaccinated. And the CDC recently issued new guidelines that the fully vaccinated should wear masks in public. And this was based supposedly on a CDC study, a Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, where the authors of the study examined COVID case proliferation in Barnstable County, Massachusetts, over the course of July during a variety of festivities there that took place mostly around July 4th. And what they found was that amongst the confirmed cases from that area, 74% of these cases were amongst the fully vaccinated. And not surprisingly, this made headlines, and most alarmingly, this was used to inform policy. When the study itself was flawed in many regards, and the actual results of the study don't lend themselves to this type of policy recommendations in terms of masks. We critically analyzed the study, and we found that basically the festivities in Barnstable County, Massachusetts, actually, in fact, suggest that the vaccine is actually working and actually highly efficacious.
So explain this to me, because now I'm getting more and more confused. The more studies I see, whether it's the CDC or the Heritage Foundation or wherever it might be, I guess the biggest question is, does the vaccine work? Is it efficacious?
Yeah. Absolutely. So the thing is what the authors of the study failed to look at was they only looked at cases associated with the festivities in Barnstable, Massachusetts, amongst each other, amongst the cases, and they split them up amongst the vaccinated and unvaccinated. And their results do indeed suggest 74% of the cases were amongst the vaccinated. But what they failed to look at was the broader question amongst the people who attended the festivities. What were the infection rates amongst the vaccinated and non-vaccinated? And, of course, you have to make some assumptions about this, but we made a variety of assumptions, and you can find our study on the Heritage Foundation website, a statistical analysis of breakthrough COVID cases and deaths. And I've tweeted this out. My Twitter handle is KDD0211. And if you look at our study, you find that for the vaccinated, the infection rate is about 2%. Less than 2% under a variety of assumptions, and with the unvaccinated group, it can vary considerably. So, with an infection rate of less than 2% amongst the vaccinated, when you look at everybody who attended the festivities, that actually speaks volumes that the vaccine is actually working. And what we did was we actually went a step further, and we looked through breakthrough cases, deaths, and hospitalizations. And what we found was, according to the CDC's own data, that you have less than a 0.005% chance, if you're fully vaccinated, of being hospitalized or dying. And these translate into odds of a 1 in 31,000 chance of being hospitalized and a 1 in 137,000 chance of dying, which the latter is actually comparable to dying getting struck by lightning. So the chances of anything happening catastrophically if you're fully vaccinated, yes, they're non-zero, but they are slim to none. And quite frankly, there are many other things that are more likely to kill you, including dying choking on food, dying via electrocution, or dying from bee stings, among others.
I want to I want to ask you, though, and again, Kevin Dayaratna is joining us from the Heritage Foundation, and one of the things that intrigues me is Dr. Fauci came on yesterday and in the last couple of days and said that we might have COVID-19 under control by the spring of 2022. First of all, you study the numbers. Is that what the numbers bring you to that conclusion or not?
Well, we actually published a paper last year, my colleague, the same gentleman I co-authored this paper with, Norbert Michelle, on COVID forecasting last year. I haven't reran the numbers, but it really depends, I think, partially on, well, actually not partially, but significantly on the percentage of the population that's vaccinated. And it's creeping up. And I think right now you have slightly over 50% of the entire population vaccinated, maybe around 51 or 52%, as reported by the CDC. And that number is creeping up. And the more that are fully vaccinated, then the less people you're going to have hospitalized or dying of COVID, as we've seen amongst fully vaccinated already. So to truly put this pandemic behind us, the CDC needs to focus on equipping patients with good data, good statistical analysis, so they could discuss what's best with their doctors, rather than ginning up fear and hysteria with studies like this and policy recommendations that just don't lend themselves to anything productive. If you want to prolong the pandemic, then continue to have these mask mandates for the fully vaccinated.
But if people, Kevin, are still getting breakthrough cases despite. And for instance, I've had both vaccines. I've had the two Pfizer shots. I will probably go back and get a third booster shot. I'm not sure if that's going to fix it, though. I mean, if we're all still getting these breakthrough cases despite being vaccinated, why get vaccinated?
Good question, Kevin. Well, the thing is, with the breakthrough cases, yes, the vaccine was never, even when it was, when it first applied for authorization for both Pfizer and Moderna, they had great efficacy rates above 90%, but it was not 100%. And the point is that they do have significant chance of preventing infection, but most importantly, they will prevent severe infection amongst almost everybody. And like I said, the chances of being hospitalized or dying if you're fully vaccinated are non-zero, but are slim to none. So, yes, you may get a breakthrough case, but that breakthrough case may just be a cold, something quite moderate, rather than something catastrophic. And I think that is the difference, and that is the key advantage of being fully vaccinated. And let me just note, though, vaccines in the past, almost there are virtually no vaccines. Maybe, I think the polio might be up there, but, chicken pox, the meningitis vaccine, and others, they don't have 100% efficacy rate. This isn't something that's new. The point is to mitigate against these severe infections. And once you have a significant enough percentage of the population fully vaccinated, then there really is fewer places for the virus to go, and it will hopefully eventually go away.
Do the masks help? We've got relatively new guidelines here in the state of Nevada for indoor use. What about it? Do the masks work?
Great question. So the state of Kansas gave us the opportunity to really test this question in action. There are 105 counties in the state of Kansas, and my colleague Norbert Michelle and I published a paper earlier in the year on this. And the governor of Kansas decided to sign an executive order allowing counties to opt in to an optional mask mandate. So some counties opted into the mask mandate, and some did not. And this paper is also on the Heritage Foundation website, a statistical analysis of mask mandates and mask usage in Kansas. And you can look at our study, and what we found was firstly, the CDC also looked at the study, and they made a serious mistake in the study, which we point out. But most importantly, if you look at the study and you look at our analysis, you will see that cases continue to grow in both the counties that mandated masks and the counties that did not. There were some fluctuations, but overall, in both groups, cases continue to grow. There was no statistically significant difference across months, and most alarmingly, there was no meaningful difference statistically, in terms of mortality. So we looked at this question in much more rigor than the CDC, and we found that the mask mandate, when you compare counties that had them to counties that did not, cases grew. There was a slight difference, truthfully. There was slightly lower case growth in the counties that did not have that did have the mask mandates. But again, these differences were not particularly significant. And most importantly, the cases continued to grow. It did not quell cases. And that's the bottom line. The vaccines do. And as we saw these cases plummet in, earlier in the year, as a result, once vaccine was beginning to be administered, we see this slight uptick due to the Delta variant. Hopefully that'll go away soon. We'll see. But the bottom line is vaccines have much more efficacy to quell cases and mortality than the mask mandates will.
Again, Kevin DeArtna joining us. He is the Heritage Foundation principal statistician and a data scientist. He is a research fellow there. You mentioned Dr. Fauci and Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, and I'm just curious about their leadership. I mean, Dr. Fauci has been back and forth. Masks are good, masks are bad, masks are good, masks are bad. That their credibility is waning. And I guess my question is, from a statistical standpoint, how is it they keep coming up with different notions, different proclamations on vaccines and masks and mandates, indoors, outdoors? How does it keep changing? How does the rhetoric keep changing?
Good question. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak on behalf of every single piece of research that these people are looking at, but I can tell you, based on what we've looked at, the bottom line is that you vaccines do have a significant amount of efficacy in terms of preventing severe infection and death, and mask mandates may have some degree of reduction in terms of cases, but again, these differences are not going to be noticeable, and like I said, what we saw last year was that cases continued to increase even in counties that mandated masks. So it's important to critically look at anything that lawmakers, regulators, or bureaucrats are using to devise policy, because there is some study that's on the internet, some study that has been published, it doesn't mean it's correct. It could be flawed, and we found that, you know, in the past in our own research.
In our final couple of minutes, and you take as much time as you need on this one, because this is a tough one. What, after your statistical analysis of these breakthroughs and deaths, what is your recommendation to your friends, to your family, on the vaccine, on a booster, on mask mandates, things like that? What is your recommendation?
I urge, what I recommend is, I recommend that everybody, it's a great question, Kevin, I recommend that in terms of vaccines, boosters, and all this, that the data indicate that the vaccines are quite efficacious, like I said, and they have a significant amount of protection against hospitalization and death. And what I encourage people to do is to read my research and discuss with their doctors what they think is best. But it is key and it's critical at this point in this pandemic to equip the American people with good data and good statistical analysis that they could discuss with their doctors to decide what is best. But vaccines overwhelmingly are safe, and vaccines for COVID, vaccines are overwhelmingly safe, efficacious, and they will prevent severe infection and death.
Would you recommend it to your friends and family?
I would. Indeed, I would.
Yes. And you have. Good. Yes. Good for you, man. Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If folks want to know more, if they want to see this, and I read 29 pages of it, the statistical analysis of COVID-19 breakthrough infections and deaths, or any of the other research that you've done at Research Foundation or at Heritage, how can they find you? How can they find your material?
All of my papers are published on the Heritage Foundation website, under Kevin DeArtna. And my Twitter handle is KDD0211. Your listeners are welcome to follow me on there, where I often tweet my work. And I will actually have a blog, a Daily Signal blog post, coming out on this topic also, intended to speak more about this issue.
It is a critical issue, and a lot of people, in fact, I saw statistics the other day, 82 million Americans have not been vaccinated, and that's roughly, I believe it's 29%. We need to get that number and change it. Thank you so much, Kevin. Really appreciate your expertise, and we'll look for more good stuff from the Heritage Foundation in the weeks to come.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
There you go, Kevin DeArtna, the Heritage Foundation principal statistician, data scientist, and research fellow. That stuff you need to know. He says, though, he recommends it to his family and to his friends to get vaccinated. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or
or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president spoke to the nation this afternoon and didn't really say much of anything other than we're going to stick to August 31st. As the deadline, as the evacuation date. And one thing that the government is not doing is using the word stranded, that no American will be stranded behind enemy lines. And it's unfortunate that they're not using that word, because that's exactly what